Happy Labor Day, and thank you, Craig. I bring greetings from Wisconsin's labor movement, from our Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Bloomingdale and Secretary Treasurer DeLee, and our union values of equity, justice, and solidarity to your service today as we discuss and reflect upon Labor Day, a day where we celebrate working people, the value of our labor, and recognize the struggle of today's working people to achieve freedom and justice. Last week was the anniversary of the March on Washington, which took place on August 28, 1963. It was a historic march organized by labor leader and civil rights activist A. Philip Randolph, and it's where Dr. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Nearly 60 years after that historic March for Freedom, we just listened to Craig's words from Unitarian Universalist Minister John Haynes Holmes 110 years ago. He rightfully attributed poverty to injustice, saying that wages aren't enough to care for or provide for our family, to save for or have a dignified retirement, have health care, or even independent housing. He summed it up just as Craig did a moment ago. Society is organized upon a basis of injustice and selfishness. It was true in 1912, in 1963, and it's true in 2022. Here's a picture of this American dream that we live in. In 2022, nearly 52 million US workers, that's about a third of the country's workforce, earns less than $15 an hour. Only 20% of workers have access to paid family and medical leave through their job. Workers in lower wage jobs spend a third of their income on childcare. 40% of women say that their family's financial situation is worse than before the pandemic. And at the very same time, during the pandemic, the richest 1% gained $6.5 trillion in wealth. So yes, I think we can all agree that our society is organized on the basis of injustice and selfishness. I'd like to spend this morning talking about reorganizing our society such that it is organized on justice and love. Going back to the March on Washington and its founder, A. Philip Randolph, who not only organized the march, but organized his coworkers and started the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, Randolph told us, "Freedom is never granted, it is won. Justice is never given, it is exacted. And freedom and justice must be struggled for by the oppressed of all lands and races." On this Labor Day, we're now seeing signs of freedom being won and justice rising because of workers' efforts to form a union at their workplace all across the country. Workers saw the need for a union before the pandemic, but the pandemic really laid bare the exact way our society and nearly every workplace is organized upon the basis of injustice and selfishness. Workers know that our economy is rigged. It must be reorganized. And that starts with struggling together for our union to achieve justice. The Gallup poll just out this week found that unions have a 71% approval rating, the highest it's been since 1965. This year's poll asked current union members for the top reasons for belonging to a union. 56% said higher pay and benefits. This past year, we've seen the joyous pictures on the news and social media of workers banding together, receiving their union election results, and literally jumping up and down for joy that they won their union. If forming a union were simply a bureaucratic measure, like signing up for a library card, I guarantee you there wouldn't be much jumping up and down, much to the chagrin of my mother, a retired librarian. No, we're seeing workers literally jumping for joy that they won their union because of the struggle they endured. Just like A. Philip Randolph said, freedom and justice must be struggled for by the oppressed of all lands and races. These bright spots of workers winning their freedom to organize and achieve justice are exciting. For we know the difference a union makes. On average, a worker covered by a union contract earns over 11% more in wages than a peer with similar education, occupation, and experience in a non-union workplace in the very same industry. Union workers are 38% more likely to have employer-sponsored health insurance and 90% more likely to have employer-sponsored retirement savings. A union contract is really the best way to ensure all working people achieve justice on the job and the best way to reorganize based on justice and love. Workers across the country are winning that union advantage. Of course, we saw the first unionized cafe in the country with the Colectivo workers sticking together in Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago last year, only to be followed this year by workers at over 200 Starbucks locations, location by location, banding together and winning their union election. Right here in Madison, we celebrated with workers at Raven Software, and that's owned by anti-union gaming corp, Activision Blizzard, which does work for the Call of Duty video games and other lines as well. They were the first workers to be organized with the Game Workers Alliance. And of course, we were amazed with the rest of the country seeing workers at the Amazon facility in New York form their union when billionaire Jeff Bezos went on a $5.5 billion vacation in space. And not only did a number of Google workers organize their union this year, their action led contractor employees of Google Fiber to organize and win their union in Kansas City a few months ago. I could go on and on. Union election petitions are up 58% this year. Workplace by workplace and industry to industry, we are watching freedom and justice rise. At the same time, I don't want to wash over the struggle that these workers have been through. As workers join together, all too often the deck is stacked against them. Although the National Labor Relations Act, which is the federal law that guarantees the right for most workers to organize and be recognized as a union, employers have financed union busting efforts to undermine these rights. Often paid millions of dollars by one company, these firms utilize intimidation and deception to convince employees to vote against forming their union. Employers are charged with violating the National Labor Relations Act in about 40% of all union election campaigns. A common violation is firing a pro-union worker to scare the rest of the workers. It happens in about 1 out of 5 union elections. As an example, the Amazon JFK 8 facility in New York, management spent $4 million trying to defeat the union at that one location through misinformation, disinformation, fear, and yes, firing union supporters. This past February, Starbucks management in Memphis fired 7 baristas for talking to a TV station about their union election. And a few months later, they fired a Starbucks barista here in Plover, Wisconsin, right when their union was certified. A federal judge last month, so that's 6 months after the illegal firing of the Memphis 7, ordered Starbucks to reinstate the workers. Workers at both the Memphis and Plover locations won their union, which is no small task. Workers are sticking together and trying to overcome every obstacle that management throws their way as they organize their union. Workers are also banding together to reorganize on the basis of love and service to further justice and freedom at work. We're seeing this with the brave nurses at the UW hospitals. Yes, everyone needs and deserves higher pay and better benefits, particularly as we see corporate greed on the rise. But workers also want management to put those who they serve first. Nurses at the UW hospitals used to be recognized as SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, but management used Scott Walker's Union Busting Act 10 as an excuse to end union recognition. UW nurses have been calling for union recognition so that they can best address a dangerous crisis of understaffing, cuts, turnover, exhaustion, and burnout, all aggravated by the pandemic. UW nurses are standing up for their patients who deserve safe and the very best of care. UW Health nurses made the difficult but brave decision to strike for 3 days next week for quality patient care and recognition of their union. They are calling for a real voice on the job to advocate for their patients, community, and their right to justice and freedoms at work. We, as people of faith and love and compassion, can aid in the collective march towards freedom and justice in a few ways. First, we need our democratically elected officials and our government squarely on the side of freedom and justice. I'm cognizant that I'm in a house of faith and I will not talk politics, but it is a fact that we have the most pro-union president in our country's history. We must acknowledge that our current President Biden continually talks about the importance of unions, inserts high labor standards and strong labor policy in the landmark bills passed, and is making pro-union appointments across the board. For the first time, the Department of Labor is led by former union members and leaders and is proclaiming the economic benefits of unionizing. To help workers, it has published a worker-friendly How to Form a Union website to further encourage workers to organize a union. This may sound small, but it's really unprecedented. The website is dol.gov/workcenter. In addition, the National Labor Relations Board, which is the federal agency that runs union elections and investigates and prosecutes union busting, the president appointed its general counsel, who is unabashedly pro-union and rightfully proclaims that it is the nation's policy to encourage and protect the right to form a union, and it's her job to do just that. Congress, of course, is another story. While we have a bipartisan Protecting the Right to Organize Act, which would really transform labor law and the rights to form a union, it's been passed by the House of Representatives, but for two congressional sessions in a row, it's again languishing in the U.S. Senate due to the filibuster, even though it's a bipartisan bill. So people of faith can take two actions. Number one, contact our U.S. senators to pass the PRO Act. And number two, vote this November for federal candidates in the House of Representatives and Senate races who support the PRO Act. Second, if you're a worker, you can talk to your coworkers about starting a union. If you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to your local union at the South Central Federation of Labor or our Wisconsin State AFL-CIO, or you can go to the website at dol.gov/workcenter for more information on how to start forming a union. And if you're a manager, you can respect your colleague's decision to form a union and not engage in union busting. For every worker deserves to have a collective voice at work. And then there are small ways to support justice this Labor Day, such as telling workers you support them. Frankly, you just never know what conversations workers are having on break time or via social media. A small nonverbal sign of support can be made via online as you make your order. For example, with Collectivo or Starbucks, if you order via the app, you can go into your profile and change your first name to Pro Union Sally, or mine is Union Yes T. It's such a small thing, but workers really feel that boost of support from customers, whether it's automated via the app or the old-fashioned way at the cash register. And third, support the UW nurses on strike next week. Your congregation will be asking for monetary assistance later during this service, I'm told. You can also join the picket line in solidarity. And I'm also aware that there's plans being made for a big rally next Tuesday, so in a week, in Madison to support the UW nurses. You can follow us, the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO, on Facebook, Instagram, social media, for actions to support the UW nurses and all workers in the future. And that's wisafl-cio.org. On this Labor Day, I'll end with acknowledging and thanking you, people of faith. Your voices are critical in the struggle for social and economic justice, to address income inequality and improve the lives of tens of millions of workers for generations to come. This Labor Day, let's celebrate the contributions of working people, but also think about how our society is organized and how we can take action to reorganize it by struggling together to further justice and freedom for all. Thank you so much.